Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord God. Let us pray.
Creating God, we thank you for your great creation. In the early hours of today, we were greeted with the still, silent canvas of new-fallen snow and a crescent moon, the lamp of the heavens during the darkness of night. As children, we had moments of delight, discovering the wonders of nature. Awaken in us that childlike wonder, that whatever the season of our lives, we can see the wonders of the world, the sun, the moon, and the stars, and all that dwell upon the earth, your gift of creation. We thank you for this community of faith. 200 years ago, our forebears took up the challenge of creating this church. We are also grateful for those through the years who dug deep into their life and faith experiences and continue to see the destiny which enabled them to take the risk that kept this community alive. And we thank you for the gift of ourselves. You created us, and through parents and family, friends and teachers, we have grown. We have learned the lessons of life, sometimes limiting our response, and at other times allowing us to grow into our true destiny. The learning has unfolded in different ways, in clear moments of teaching and experience, and also in the quiet, unexpected moments of grace when the mystery is opened just a bit. Healing Jesus, we have the seeds of great destiny planted within us, but often we are deaf to your instruction, as told in the letter to the Colossians, to clothe ourselves in compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Throughout the world, your instruction seems lost. The seeds of benevolent destiny have fallen on unfertile ground, and the weeds of malevolent destiny arise. We defile your creation. Authoritarian rule is on the ascent. We pray for the healing of all of our world, for those affected by natural disaster and war, disease and famine, and those who are unemployed, homeless, and persecuted. The destiny of this faith community was envisioned 2 centuries ago. As we move into times of change, may we be gentle with each other and continue to live out your instruction of compassion and kindness and patience. And in our own lives, we also face trouble and loss. Loss of family and relationships, loss of job or health, loss of life. May we have the ability to release past hurts and the wrongs that we have nursed and tended. Be with us as we walk our own challenging paths. May you make your healing known to us through the healing touch of a friend or stranger. Inspiring Spirit, awaken the great destiny contained deep within us, that we may have the courage to stand up to the malignant powers and speak your truth to instill hope into our sad and weary world, to move towards the destiny of the world as you envision. Great Spirit, be with this church as we walk through uncertain times. Awaken in us those experiences of the past that, as they have moved our forebearers, so they may now move us. Let us take strength and inspiration from the word of God preached from this place, proclaiming your vision, the music that has lifted our spirits to the heights in praise, and the transcendent power of this sacred space that has touched our souls. Inspire this community to live out its destiny in your name. And for ourselves, we ask your divine inspiration. We remember that great destiny occurs not only in the time of the rising sun, when all the opportunities of life are unfolding, but also in the time of the setting sun, that bestows great beauty and power. And even in the darkness of the night, when the moon illuminates the mystery and destiny of all. O God, be with us as we fulfill our destinies, guiding us in both the darkness and the light. And now together as one, we pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.